You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Another edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And this week, we're going to take a look at some of the new players on the Broncos roster, the draft picks, and the undrafted guys. We'll start with a question about Bradley Chubb. This one from Jordan Brantley. With Chubb being a top five first-round pick, does he automatically become a starter, or will he still have to compete against Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett? Well, because of Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett and the kind of players that they have been over the last few years in terms of providing production in the pass rush, and in Shaq Barrett's case, some really strong work against the run as well, I don't think you're going to simply hand the job to Bradley Chubb at this point. Now, it's possible that Chubb may not be a starter, but may be playing 50% of the reps. There is a possibility that you could have him as one of the four up front guys, two guys down and then two guys on the edge, Von Miller being one of them, working in that sub package where you see two linebackers, one of whom is a safety, probably Sua Cravens, and then five guys on the back end. So Bradley Chubb could find himself playing extensively in a sub package, even though he's not necessarily a starter. But with Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett, you have the freedom of not necessarily handing a role to Bradley Chubb. He's going to have to earn his role. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Bradley Chubb is starting at some point during the 2018 season, but with those guys there, it's not a lock that he is a week one starter, even though he's a top five guy. That's a luxury the Broncos have because of how deep they are on the edge. Next question off Twitter from Luis Eduardo. Almost every year an undrafted free agent makes the roster. Do Philip Lindsay, Jeff Holland, and Lowell Lotulelei have a legitimate chance of making the 53 collectively? Well, as a collective, I think at least one of them is going to stick on the 53, and you can kind of go over their chances. Philip Lindsay, he's a running back, obviously, but he could factor in on returns, and he does bring something to that running back room that no one else in that room has. It's 4.39 speed in the 40-yard dash. He's smaller than everybody else, but he's quicker and faster than everybody else, and if he can carve out a role for himself on special teams, wouldn't surprise me to see the former South High star and CU Buff make the 53. Jeff Holland, I thought he would have gone late second day, early third day of the draft as a pass rusher. Whether he sticks on the roster may depend simply on how many edge rushers the Broncos keep, but very productive at Auburn, 10 sacks last year, all SEC player. Broncos got a bargain there. And finally, Lotulelei. Interesting, because the Broncos really are kind of looking for a nose tackle of the future, perhaps. Kyle Pecco could be in the mix. Zach Kerr could get some reps at nose tackle. Lotulelei has a chance to step in there and make an impact, but you might be looking at him as more of a practice squad guy originally than sticking on the 53, but there's a chance for him to blossom and develop and maybe stick on the 53. Would not surprise me if at least one of those guys are on the 53, maybe even more than that, all three. That's probably a little bit of a stretch given what the Broncos have at each position, but you never know. A lot can happen between now and the final cutdown. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week as the rookies show up for their first weekend at the UC Health Training Center, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Hit me up on Twitter at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Orange and Blue 760.